An Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Heter Nedarim Korchim Bavir Vein Lam Amad Sheismochu. The Indian of Hataras Nedarim going to Chacham being Matir One's Neder through Charata. This is something which is literally flying in the air. Means it doesn't have doesn't have too much of a source in Torah Shebichtav. It's basically Torah Shebalpeh. Hilcha Shabbos and the Chagigos, the Korbanos of Chagigos and Meiwas of Kochim. These are Harehem Kaharim Atluim Bitsara. They're like big mountains that are just hanging by a hair. Once again, similar idea. They're big kwalim, and yet the very few psukim that are mentioned in the Torah about it. Shehein, as we said, mikra muat v'hilchas halachas merubas. A lot of halachas, but not too many psukim. Hadinim, this is dine mamonas, vavodos, that's korbanas, and antaras, v'atumos, v'arayas. These are yesh lehem amashi smochu. They do have what to rely on, v'hein hein gufei Torah. So at this point, Gemara is going to clarify, but it sounds like just the last thing that we mentioned, these last things that the dinim, etc., voted, they are gufei Torah, the fundamentals of the Torah. I mean, the Gemara is going to ask at the end of the parak, what, that only these are fundamentals, the other things aren't, etc.? But right now that's what it sounds like. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Heter nedarim porchim bavir. Hataras nedarim shamru chachamim shechacham matir sa neder ma'at remez yesh b'mikra ve'en al mazli smach. There's a very, very little remez in the actual Torah, the written Torah. Ve'en al mazli smach ela shekein matzu l'chachamim b'torah shabal peh. Most of it's Torah shabal peh. Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Chagiga, Hilchas Me'ilos. Yesh lem halachas hein shetulim beremez mikra muad. Also, there's very little psukim concerning them. Kaharim pluim das bisara sarosh by the hair of the head. Vavodos these are halachas vodos of the korban and arayas is erva hein hein gufei torah the gemara parich what atu hanach lav gufei torah nina what only these last set are gufei torah not the other things mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask that. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he argues with our Mishnah, and he says that Hataras Nedarim Yesh Lem Amashi Smochu. Shneemar Ki Yafli Shtei Pe'amim Achas Afla Le'Iser V'Achas Afla Le'Heter. So he argues. He says Hataras Nedarim is in the Torah. We learn it out from the word Ki Yafli that says it twice. Once it tells me that it's le'isr, the actual neder, and one refers to the afla le'heter when you want to matir the neder. So you see that hataras nedarim is mentioned. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yesh lam alismach, he also argues, with our Mishnah, and he says there is al mashi smachu, shenei marza says, asher nishpati ve'api, it says in the pasuk, the Hashem said I swore in my anger. So the diuk is be'api nishpati v'chazarti bi, but yet in my anger I only swore in my anger mashma, but when I'm not angry anymore, whatever I could go back on it. So we see the idea of being going back on a neder, or in this case a shvuah. Rabbi Yitzchak says also argues yishlam amashi smochu hataras nadarin des avasors shneamar, as it says by the donations to the Mishkan, it says, Kol Nidiv Libo, says Heviu. So anybody who has like a willing heart gives. So here, it's Mashma, but if he doesn't have such a willing heart, and he has the Charata, that he can take it back. Chananya Ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, also Yeshalam Ismachu, he says that there is a source for it. Shenemar, Nishpati Vakayemo, Lishmor, Mishpatei Tzidkecha. I swore that I'll fulfill to keep my mishpatim. So here we see that it's up to a person to choose. I will keep it. Mashma, I'll keep it if I want to keep it. I don't want to keep it. I won't have to keep it. I can be matir the neder. Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Shmuel. I have I hasam. So Shmuel says, I'm only in a mor. You know, he says, but if I were there with these great tanaim, Amrilehu, I would have told them that Tidchi Adifumi. Excuse me. He would say, he said, I would tell them that mine, Didi Adifi Midichu. I have a source that's better than all yours. What is it? Shneimar, it says in the Parshas Nedarim, Lo Yachel Dvaro, that one should not profane his word. So what do we see from here? That Hu Eino Mochel, Aval Acherim Mochalim Lo. Means he himself can't go back on his word, but he can get others, in other words, the three judges or whatever, or Yachimumcha, whatever, and he could master his neder. Amar Rava, Lekulhu Islu Pircha Levar Mishmuel. He's a Lesli Pircha. So he says that all of these Tanaim, in fact, that they gave their source, they we can dispute all of them, except for Shmuel, where there's no questions on Shmuel. Shmuel's source is very good. Okay, let's see some Rashi. In the meantime, Ki Yafli Shtei Pamim, Echad is Be'erechin, it's written by Erechin, Ve'chad Be'Nazir. It says Ki Yafli Neder, Be'erkecha, and it says Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir. Achat Afla L'Isser, Kule Yafla Lashon Perush. It's Lashon Afla is to Lefaresh, to explain. Ketargumo Ari Yafrish. V'lama Katav Afla B'Shneihem, why say there twice? Achas kishapirish v'neder v'asar asmo v'neder, because one is telling me when I explain the neder, say it out, and I answer the thing on myself. Achas kishachozer mefaresh lifnei chacham. One, he says it over to a chacham. V'omer keini darti v'ladas keina darti. I made his neder, but it was al das this, or aval das kein alone adars. Like this, I wouldn't have made a neder. V'arehu bal lidei charatan, therefore he has charatum, mitoch kach bal lidei heter, and the chacham is matur. Nishpati be'api, midekamar be'api, in my anger, mashma yacholani lishal alai lefi shemachamas api, because I did it dafka, because I was angry. V'lo midas miyushevet nishpati, not because I was calm when I said it. Mashma, when I'm not, I that way I can take it back. So yesh lomod mikan, shemotze petach linidrov lemor. He finds a petach for his neder, and he says, lo da dat kena darti, she kreni davarze. I didn't make a neder because this would happen. This was going to happen because of my neder. Therefore, if he says that, then he finds a petach and matirin lo imatrif. Kol nidiv libo heviyu, I modenu libo nodvo. If he still has the desire to give, nodvo lav yaviyu, and then he brings bimicharet yatirlo. And if he changes his mind, we can matrif for him. Nishpati v'akeyim lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha midekamar v'akayemos, and it says that I will keep it, I will do it, miklal di'im ratzah, shalol ekayem, besides not to, matirin lo v'kimatir. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now, the Gemara says, like Rava said, that they're all a pirchas except for Shmuel. So now we're going to go through all of them, and show what are the pirchas on all of these tanaim. Okay, so the E, meet Rabbi Eliezer, because if it's like Rabbi Eliezer, he learns it from the Ki Yafli, says it twice, so you could say that Dilma, Kid Rabbi Yehuda, it's not teaching me the Inyan of Hataras Nadarim, Mechlal, it's teaching me a totally different Inyan. It's teaching me like Rabbi Yehuda, Shneemar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Isanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, that Laolam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Shelo Nitna Nazirus, Elo Lahafla. So neither of them are nazir because nazirus has to be beferus, like hafla has to be clear. Now what does that mean? So let's look at Rashi, explains the case. Yimid Rabbi Eliezer, that he learns the darish hafla yisersa, says Rashi, dilma lekad Rabbi Tarfanasa, kamer v'rechon. What does he say? So here's the case. So ein echad meim nazir. It's talking about shnayim shayu yoshvim. Two people were sitting. Uba achad lifneim, and one guy starts walking towards them. The Amarachad, one of them says, Hareini Nazir Shazeh Haba Etzleinu Nazirhu. He says, if this guy that's coming towards us is a Nazir, one of them says, then I'm going to be a Nazir like him. The Chaviro Omer, and the guy next to him on the bench says, Hareini Nazir Sheinu Nazir. And if this guy isn't a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. So therefore, Mimanafshav, one of them two are for sure going to be a Nazir, because either the guy is a Nazir or not. If he isn't, one of them is, and the other Nazir is a Nazir, and if he isn't, the other guy. But Lubasov, in fact, of course, Nimtzak Echad Mehem, but Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Even so, neither of them are Nazir. Why? לפי שלא ניתן הנזירות להיות נזיר בתלייה. It can't be this, something which is unclear, that's hanging. ובספק. אלא בהפלא, that's לשון of יפלי. It has to be clear, ודאית מפורשת. So it can't be, well, we'll see, maybe, it depends what's going to be with it. It has to be clear, like this, I'm a Nazir, he says. But not this, unclear. Okay, so that takes care of Rabbi Eliezer. Next, Imid Rabbi Yeshua, that learned it from Nishpati B'Api, also is that we have a Pircha, because Dilma Achi Kamar, maybe this is what it means. B'Api Nishpati, I daska swore in my anger, the law hadranabi, and because since I did it in my anger, the shvu is so serious that I'm not going to go back on it. That's what it means. Not that I have to say that I could go back. Even Rabbi Yitzchak, and if it's from Rabbi Yitzchak, he learns it from Kol Nediv Libo. If you want to, if you have this Nediv slave, otherwise you can take it back. No, Dilma, maybe it's just coming lafuke midishmuel. Nothing to do with the Taras Nadarim. It has to do with to exclude the Shita of Shmuel. What is Shmuel? Say, Damar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, Tzarish Yotzi Bisvasa. If a guy wants to make a neder, he has an idea in his heart. It's not a neder until he verbalizes it. He says it out with his lips. Hakamash Malan, so maybe, Kol Nedim Libo, tell me not that way. The Afal Gabdalo Hotzi Bisvasa, even if he just has it in his heart, it's a neder. Be'i Mirechananya Ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. They learned it from, we said, Nishpati V'Akayim. Also, maybe it's not teaching me Atar Sadarim. Because Zilma Kirav Gidol Amarav. The Amarav Gidol Amarav, Minayin Shen Nishbayin L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. Where do we learn that a person could make, even though he's anyways has to, he's Mushba V'Omed from Har Sinai, anyways he has to do the mitzvah. But how do I know that he can put a shvuah on that, on the thing he has to already do in order to mizarz himself? Neemar from this pasuk is nishpati v'akayim al ishmar mishpatei tzidkacha. So nothing to do with tatar zedarim. We learn from here the meaning of being mizaris oneself by making a shvuah. So ella de Shmuel le slave pircha. However, Shmuel there is no pircha on him, and from lo yachel dvaro that's a clear thing. So it comes out though that again our Mishnah said that there is no source. So the Marsha says explains that therefore all these. You have to say that our Mishnah, Tana of our Mishnah, held like all these pirchas. He didn't like any of these sources because he held that there isn't a source, and therefore he would have used all these pirchas. The only thing is, what about Shmuel? So the Marsha says, you have to say, our Tana of Mishnah didn't like Shmuel either, even though he says, I don't have a pircha. But he could say that yeah, it's true, maybe there's no pircha, but it's still not clear in the pasuk. Right, and we're just learning it from a diuk, like lo yachel devaro, that he can't be meichel, but somebody else could. Okay, but it's not clear in the pasuk. It's just a diuk in the pasuk, and therefore that's still called that it's porchim biavir, because it's only through a diuk. That's what our Tana would hold. Amar Rava v'itema Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kainu de'amreinshi. This is what people say. Tava chada pilpelta charifta. It's better one pilpul harif, one sharp pepper, mi male tzana dikari, more than a basket full of gourds or melons. Meaning that a pilpul harif, Rashi learns that even a seed of a pilpul is very little, but yet it's much sharper, much stronger taste than a whole basket of gourds or whatever. So to Shmuel, even though he's only an Amora, still, he said something that was better than all these Tanayim. So he's one pilpul is better than all these gourds. Okay, see Rashi. The Gamar Bilibo, Shvua or Neder or Hekdesh, Nishbeim Lachaim HaMitzvah, Kolomer Mitzvah, Sheyehei Adam Nishba Lachaim Mitzvah, Kedei Shimehem Yizarez Lachaimah, that he swears in order that he should Yizarez to keep the Mitzvah. Pilpelta, we say Rashi, even a garin, a chad shel pilpel, is better than the whole basket. Okay.
Where's the rahabim in all these looking that you're talking about the faith in the chacham or
all the details of it? Right.
Anything.
Yeah, but it just says the question. It says our mission says ein lema ma yismochu, and there was no remez even in the thing. But there is a remez, not the details. You don't have, but still a remez. Though. We don't have like a remez to it. Okay, it says in our Mishnah, Hilchas Shabbos, we said, are these mountains that are hanging on a hair. Okay, Gemara asks, what are you talking about? It's hanging on a hair. Michtav Ktiva, there's all kinds mentioned Shabbos, the warning of Shabbos is mentioned all over the place. Gemara answers, Lotricha Likud Rabbi Abba. That what we're referring to is like Rabbi Abba, and you have to add in things similar to this, right? Which is, Amar Rabbi Abba, Chachofer Guma B'Shabbos, Ve'ein Tzarich, Elol Afra Patur Aleha. Right, that somebody who digs a hole in his house, let's say, and because he wants the dirt. So the malacha is really binyan, because you're making a hole, which is malacha binyan. But he's not doing it for that purpose, he's doing it because the opposite thing. He just wants the dirt, so that's what we call it, the malacha sheina tzricha l'gufa, that one is pater. So that's something which is, there's no real source for it in the Torah. Something the malacha chain speaks on the goof is pater. So Gemara says, "Kiman, who is this going like? This is like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar malacha chain speaks on the goof, patur le lachur. This is going like his shita. The machloekah is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda. But this is what we're saying. This is no source for malacha chain speaks on the goof is pater in the Torah. That would be going like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, no, lav dafka. Afilu tema le Rabbi Yehuda. You can even be going like Rabbi Yehuda." But Hassam, in the case of where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing on, which is taking out a mace. Right? That's where they actually discuss it. If there's a mace in the house, and the person wants to take the mace out, so he doesn't want this smelly body or whatever in his house, and he does so on Shabbos. So so the normal malacha is when you carry, is because you want that thing to take it to the certain place. I want it over there, and you're taking it out for that purpose. So that's the Isra of Chotzah. But if he's just taking it out, not because I want that there, it just says I don't want it here in the house because it's smelly, so that's the Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'Gufa L'Gabe Chotzah. So that's where they argue whether it's Chayav Pater. So now the Gemara says that it could be that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, though, that if you dig a hole in your house for the dirt, even he would agree that it's your Pater on that, even though if you take out the mace, you're Chayav. Why? Because over there, Hasam, by the mace, is Metake. Because even though it's true, you are, you know, doing it for a different purpose, it's just to get the mace out of the house, but you're doing a positive act. And that is, you're getting this body out of your house. Whereas over there, hacha, by the case of digging the hole, it's mekalkalu. So not only are you, you know, not doing, you know, doing it for the purpose, but more than that, it's you're also ruining the, you're making a hole in the house, because you don't want to build there, you just want the dirt. So you're being mekalkal at the same time. So you could be that he would agree that if you're mekalkal, also you're bipat.
By the mace, it's just the rabban taking the body out.
No.
What?
No.
No.
The lamed is malacha. Take av hatzah.
Oh, he's taking out the
Yerushalayim. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My keharim fluin b'sara." So what's this, where's this remez that we said, there's only a remez to it, this hair, where's this remez to this idea that, so there's a shayla here in the Rishonim, is it a remez to the idea that Mekalkel, since it's Mekalkel's pater? Others say that no, it's a remez, where do we find a remez that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is pater? So the answer is, Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah, or Melechas Machsheves Loksivis. Because it's an Indian of the reason why it's a tour here is because it's not Malachas Machsheves, and the fact that Malachas Machsheves is Pater, that's again it's a hint to it in the Torah, but it's we'll see by the where it's written in the Malachas by next to the Isra of Shabbos next to Malachas the Mishkan, and therefore we learn it from there again. So it's not a direct thing, and therefore it's just like a remez, and that's a Pulim Besar. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Okay, Michta Ksivan. He said, it is written, Tuva Azharas Ksivan. There's lots of warnings written in the Torah, the Shabbos. My Mikra Muad, the Kramas Nisa. What do you mean, Mikra Muad? There's all kinds of psukim. So, lo nitzrich hadavar zeh, chayotzi bazeh. And so this thing and things like it is the remez Muad yesh l'lmod min haTorah. Chol fer guma, bone binyan hu. He's building. The imeno tzarich la el alitolat afar. He only wants the dirt. Afal pi sheabinyan banui. Even though it's built, eino chayav mishum bona. But he's not doesn't want it. He only wants the dirt. Therefore, he's not chayav for the bona. Sheina tzricha lagufa kegon zeh Sheino tzarich lebinyan zeh. The Rabbi Shimon Amar Milsei Gabe, he said his thing about Gabe Motzias Ameis, the Mita, like we said, to Kovar B'Shabbat. The Kama Rabbi Shimon Pater Al Hotzazu, Shibritzano Lohaita Ba'aila, Velohaya Tzarichla. Right? He just wants to get the thing out of the house. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda, the Paligalea, he argues, it would still maybe be Mode Legabe the Guma, that's also your Pater. Why? The Luhasama Kovar Ameis, Mitakinu. He, at least there's a tikkun, like we said, he's getting the thing out of his house at least. The high chol for guma is makako who has chaserov. He doesn't really want to build there, so he's just making a hole. Umay keharin the kamar masnisin the mash mash yesh ksatrem is minator lil modze maua remez. So we said there is at least a little rem. What is this remez for this idea of malachas einus tikkun guf as chater? Or like we said, some say makako chater. Says Rashi malachas machsheves. Shemachshava, there's a gear sword that the Shemalacha is chashva bedaitov in yiskaven. That's a B. The answer is Dafka, if you thought about it and you miskaven to do this particular malacha. Lo niskaven la binyan zeh. So even though he's making a hole, he's doing binyan, but he had enough kavanah for that. Therefore, he's not chayav. Lefikach patur. Vezeh remez muat. So if there's only a remez muat to this in the Torah, the ilu malachas machshavas. Where do we find this in the Torah? It has to be Melachos Machshavos. The Shabbos lo ksiva doesn't say it by Shabbos. Ella, the Mishnah.